Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Subject, we both did it, but now she's mad. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need the code cracker. I am a 31-year-old man who's been dating this girl for over a year now, and everything is going great. We have the same sense of humor, so we're always laughing, and the sex is so good that Tommy could beat Junior in a race for
what?
It.
What?
It's stinging me.
You want me to read that line again, Steve?
Yeah, one more time.
We have the same sense of humor, so everything, so we are always laughing at the, and the sex is so good that Tommy could beat Junior in a race for it.
I beat you to some good loving now.
But just recently, we've been arguing over something so stupid. We were watching a movie the other night, and Michael Ealy popped up on the TV, and my girl shouted out, "Michael Ealy could get it. I'd have all his babies." Wow. We both laughed about it and kept watching the movie. So 2 days ago, we're watching something else, and Felicia Rashad popped up on the screen. And I said, "I would drink Claire Huxtable's bath water."
Damn.
My girl got so mad.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a full-blown argument, and she said that I need to apologize. Well, it's been 3 weeks, and I feel that this is just stupid. She still won't talk to me, and I feel like I've lost my best friend. I feel like I shouldn't apologize because we both did it. What should I do?
Mm.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the You Can't Do What I Do, or as it is commonly known, double standard, okay? That's what's happening here. It's okay for her to do it. And come on, it was Michael Ealy after all. But you better not say anything about another woman in front of her face. You just can't do that. Listen, you can end this, though, with two words. I'm sorry. I apologize. You can do that. Those two words, either of them. Please don't let this go any farther. 3 weeks is a long time to go without speaking to your girl, okay? This has gone far enough. If you guys don't get back together, I just hope you've learned a valuable lesson here. And that lesson is she can do it. Again, it was Michael Ealy after all. You know, I'm talking blue eyes, okay? I'm just saying it's Michael Ealy.
That's okay.
But you can't do that. You just can't do it in the same space with another woman. She's not going to accept it. I think 3 weeks is taking it a bit far. I wonder what she's been doing in those 3 weeks. But, I mean, you know, you're standing your ground. I got all of that. But a simple apology can make this all go away. Steve?
What does it matter who's right or wrong when love is gone?
Mm.
This right here is exactly what he said it is. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. Shirley is 100% correct. It's just simple. All you got to do, dog, is say, "I'm sorry, I won't do it again." And then after she accepts your apology, then you should say, "I think we should both come to an agreement that we won't say things that might be hurtful in front of one another concerning what we may feel about somebody of the opposite sex, whether we're kidding or not. Let's just not play like that anymore, because obviously we can't play together like this." That's all to it. It's as simple as there's nothing else to this letter. We don't need no part two for this.
They don't.
And
have...
I don't give a damn if it's Michael Ealy, Denzel, Idris Elba. I don't give a damn if it's none of the black sex symbols.
Omari Hardwick.
I don't care who it is.
Monica, Ice Cube.
Steve you Harvey.
Know. Okay, that's not what that's going to do to nobody. And I'm clear about that. I've never been a sex symbol. I'm
Steve, you are at the bank. Stop.
No, but that's cool.
You're sexy at the bank.
Y'all ain't down there. Y'all ain't down there. I get treated with the utmost respect when I do walk in there, which is rare. I get people moving around, but there ain't nothing sexy about me. I understand that. I wish it was.
Make it about you, Steve. I love it.
Yeah,
when you
I
do
wish
that.
I could walk in a room and moisten people.
What?
Do
what? Here comes Steve, girl.
Yeah.
Ooh,
girl, he could get this. I've never had that before.
Ever?
Not really. Not really. Not like overall. I can convince one person to do that for me at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never walked in the room and that's been it. It's been sad. It's been some hurtful times too, but I wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
And it just didn't. I've imagined it happen before. I've had dreams before I walked in the room and it's been all about me. Oh, Lord, here comes Steve. Yeah. But then there's always been some damn girl brought me right on back down to reality. Old funky ass and that Bibbs. When I asked her to go to the junior prom and that heifer told me, she said no, and I said why. She said, because I don't like your facial features.
That keeps ringing in your head.
He's never gotten over that.
I don't say that to a ninth grader. I got a lot of years of little deep. Yeah, I don't know why I got little deep face features.
One more time, Steve.
I don't like your facial features. I said, you black.
I asked you to the prom.
You know, I ain't got money for plastic surgery. I didn't even know what it was back then. But damn, you don't like none of them? I got dimples.
Dimple.
I can't get none. I got nice teeth. I can't get none. Hell, I ain't got no stomach. I ain't got no weight issue, but I don't like your facial features.
Wow, you had that big fro working, did you?
Yeah, but you know, it wasn't quite.
But you were tall. You were tall.
Always have been tall.
None of that, huh?
I ain't never been the shortest dude. Just nothing, you know. Ain't never had no cuss on my face.
Mm.
You know, she wasn't feeling me. I ain't like your facial. And what the hell is I supposed to do about it? That's what I need. Ain't like I could have went and came back tomorrow and gave her another shot at me.
Your face is your face.
Was she cute, Steve? She was really cute.
Oh, Lord Jesus, man. I thought this girl was the world.
Wow.
I saw her years later when I was performing in Cleveland.
And?
She was still fine.
Wow.
Came backstage, asked me out. Asked me, I know who she was. I remembered her. My boy standing there. I'm gonna go to dinner. I said, I ain't hungry. Let's go out and have drinks. I don't drink. Let's go out and have coffee. I'm finna go to bed. I don't stay up.
You threw every rock you could throw, boy.
My boy said, damn, man, you ain't going out with that fine ass chick right there. What's wrong with you? I said, she don't like my
and
you think I done forgot it because I'm 40. You wrong about that.
All right, the subject of today's letter is I don't like your facial features. Are you okay to get back
fine.
Into part two?
Just, you know, we ain't got to go into this, you know.
Today's strawberry letter.
31-year-old man, you know, all this here, chick right here.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped up and saw Michael Ealy. Ooh, he can get it. He can have all my babies. So he see Felicia Rashad on TV. He said, I drink Claire Huxtable bath water. The girl got mad. Got into a full-blown argument. Mm. She said that I need to apologize. It's been 3 weeks, and I feel this is just stupid. She still won't talk to me, and I feel like I've lost my best friend. I feel like I shouldn't apologize because we both did it. What should I do? Hell, apologize.
Yeah.
But it's over. And then after she accept your apology, just say, but I need for us to do this. Next time Michael Ealy come on stage, you can't say that because I thought it was all right.
Say it to yourself. If you're going to say it, just say it to yourself.
But what happened when Claire Huxtable on TV? What happened then?
He better say it to himself or it'll be another 3 weeks that she won't speak to him.
Yeah, but if this was sister, she going to say something every time she see Felicia Rashad. There she go.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
You ain't got nothing to say?
Yeah, there go your baby.
You going to drink her bath water? Steve, are you all right? Before we went to break, you know, you were telling this story.
Well, he was
what happened to you?
His face.
This letter kind of reminded him of some stuff.
It's over with. What was you going to say to me, Tom?
How do you feel about your facial features?
I'm perfectly fine with them now.
Okay.
But there was a time when you struggled? What are you saying? Yeah, you said now.
I mean, I'm fine with them now. I still got to struggle with them now. You know I ain't cute.
But I mean, after she told you that, was you looking in the mirror every day at your features?
Yeah, I was trying to work out a couple of things, you know. Maybe if I pull my lips in a little bit when I'm talking, something like this. Maybe I didn't know no angle I could turn to reduced his nose, so I was just struggling with it. Well, it's just ninth grade. You don't know what to do about it. Plastic surgery wasn't out then that I knew about.
I mean, well, when I was little, everybody, and you do it now, Steve, but everybody talked about my eyes. Everybody.
And rightfully so, sure.
See, I was on your side. I know.
And you probably have grown into them more now.
No, I have grown into my eyes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they was bigger than that.
When I was little, they were huge because your face is smaller.
What?
She caught
you
up to
look like a slice.
My eyes have been the same size.
So you came out the womb like that, Shirley?
Yeah, yes. Shirley came out as a fly.
I've always had these eyes.
You probably saw yourself being born, huh?
I hate everyone on this show except Carla. All right.
God. I don't even know why you put yourself in this,
no,
girl.
No, but I'm saying, no. But my point is that everyone struggles, you know, with some part of their
struggle.
Body. That is,
I struggle with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. A lot.
What?
I mean, look at Tommy. He done had some problems, man. He's short and ugly.
I'm not ugly. We're not going to do this today.
Oh, yes, you
are. No, I'm not going to be ugly today. I am not going to be ugly for y'all today.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow.
You stay tuned.
Yeah. You're going
to
come around to
if you want to. You damn sure be here tomorrow.
What did you struggle with as a kid?
Everything. My mama was one of the pressure points. Me.
What?
It was like your daddy with your ugly ass. I got that every week.
One more time. What?
You said, look like your damn daddy with your ugly ass. That.
So both of y'all was ugly.
Yeah, I couldn't stand my dad. Like, you getting me in trouble. I ain't even do nothing. I don't know what you did last night, but why I got to be ugly with you?
Carla, come on. Everybody said something.
What you struggle with, Carla?
What did we struggle with?
Yeah. What did we struggle with? What did you struggle with? Everybody said what theirs was.
You know, I struggle. I had one of the most severe case of chicken pox. So, you know, I had some scarring from that. So I struggled.
Oh, anybody
I struggled
see
with
that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Makeup?
I said, ain't nobody see that, though.
Yeah, but I did. I mean, I went through some heavy teasing about it.
Growing up, huh?
Yeah.
That must have been a long time ago, because I ain't seen no spots on you.
They're there. But, yeah, that was my fault.
Blessed about being dark-skinned, though.
Oh, see, here we go.
Stan
is black.
That's a whole nother thing. See, right?
Your spot is the same color as you. What is we wearing about the
spot? I hate him.
Ain't no need. You talking about, well, it used to be there. Well,
so we all have issues is the point. We all have issues. Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been turned down.
Tommy ain't said nothing, though.
Tommy, come on. You ever said anything?
Well, you know what's funny? I got teased for big lips back then. So I guess I grew into them. And lips is the thing now.
Yeah. Well, I would never think it was the lips.
That's it.
I would never think it was the lips.
Hell no.
That's all you
your
got to
turtle looking ass. She's sitting up in there talking about it was just your lips. That hump on your back, that's a shell, that's actually
that's,
your
that
ass.
That stomach
just mad
up.
At your damn that facial features. That's all this is.
That stomach.
Your belt buckle turned down.
You know, Steve, I'm not going to share ugly with you.
Short and
you're going to be
belly.
Ugly
you're,
by yourself,
Tommy,
dog.
You're not attractive. I keep telling you
you're
that.
Not attractive, Uncle Steve.
No, I know that. But see, I've come to it. The problem you having in your life and why you can't move forward is you keep thinking
ugly
cute.
Holding me back.
Yeah.
Ugly is holding me back.
Tommy, that's why you don't get a lot of parts.
Oh, God.
But you got lead man confidence. But ugly.
Wait, what?
He got lead man confidence, but he ugly.
Like he supposed to be out front.
Like he
they
did
put his
sailing.
Ass behind people every chance he gets.
Oh, this
I'm
show
not
right
gonna
here.
Do facial features and be ugly with him today. Man. I'm not gonna
Tommy,
be ugly. I'm not.
Tommy, you're not an attractive man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Man, why don't just go in the mirror and turn sideways and look out the corner you are.
Shirley and Carla. This is all I have to reside on. These are the women on the show. Ugly or not ugly?
You're not ugly. I don't think anyone on the show is ugly.
No.
I appreciate
okay.
Shirley.
Stop.
No, no, no. No, Steve is ugly.
I do.
Stop. No.
No, I don't think Steve's ugly. I never did.
Who's more attractive, me or Steve, without money?
Okay, probably me then. No.
I've never known Steve without money.
So,
okay,
so, so it's definitely Steve. It's just Steve. I knew him before you.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not about before.
So Shirley likes me more than you. Yeah. So, and I know Carla like me more than you because she done called your ass stupid. So
all
and you just a little stupid, ugly ass boy. Stupid and ugly?
We're going to break.
Well, listen.
Stupid and ugly.
That's a rough combination.
All right, listen, guys, coming up in 10 minutes, speaking of Carla, she's going to tell us about an awkward situation that she and her husband had when they were on vacation. Seems they ran into an ex on vacation. We'll talk about
that. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.